If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Anyway, we've got a drive moment.
Thank you.
It's a very serious one today, guys. What are some unspoken live rules you live by? Those things we all just know you don't do. You know, a couple of examples. Don't stand right next to someone at the ATM. Give them some space. Mm-hmm. Don't ask a woman if she's pregnant unless she tells you herself. Mm-hmm. Good one. If someone shows you a photo on their phone, I do this. I'm very good at it. Don't swipe left or right.
I swipe.
Why?
Don't cut the queue ever. When the lift door opens, this one also upsets me. Let people out before you go in. Don't play your music or videos out loud in public. Oh, it's not going to happen. I will all the time. As long as I'm not in your house or your yard, that radio is playing with the windows open. Return what you borrow. And don't announce someone's good or bad news before they do. Yo, if someone cooks, you wash the dishes. Is it? Even if I go to Jemel. So yeah, very interesting ones, eh?
So the one that's right at the end, never comment on someone's body, weight gain or loss. It's a big one for
me. I think it's very dangerous.
Because some people do lose weight and they want to. So maybe you think you're paying a compliment. But some people lose weight because they're sick. Some people gain weight because they're sick. Some people gain weight because life is happening. So rather don't. You can make the comment in your heart.
I'm telling
but
you.
But keep quiet about people's weight.
Especially when you don't spend time with that particular person. Maybe you see them maybe after 2 months or three months. And then when they're there, you go, oh, Matung, you've lost. Not knowing how, Karmutu, I've been given 2 weeks.
To live. Because there's also a difference. What's about like, Mutuare, oh my God, you look so good.
100%.
You can say I look good.
And
without commenting about my weight, whether it's the bigger me or the smaller
you.
That's what Peter Vundla said to me yesterday.
Ari, you look good.
Brother Wamfundi, I look good. And white trailer mo.
So what do you think if no more
cut blanche,
you've lost weight or you've gained?
Cut blanche is on Mnet. I think it would claim my waist.
No McFarlane.
Yeah. But this is a very serious one, complimenting people. And when I maybe... You're not doing it. You're just being a nice person and saying you're. But I think we just need to be careful.
Yeah.
The one rule that I live by. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I go to an ATM and there's two people in front of me, I leave.
Why?
I ask. That's the rule that I have. If it's ATM, there better be one person. If there's more than one.
What if it's a man and a woman? Because I'm a media tando go hakamachi.
No. Yeah. You can see that vibe.
Yes.
Because they don't understand. So I count them as one. But if it's them and there's another person and I'm the third person, trust you me, I'm not gonna be in that queue.
Because you're not waiting for your man.
It's not even about that.
What is it?
I hate queues.
So it is about waiting for your money.
But when I go on ATM, remember what
it
was?
Was it
not an ATM?
No, it wasn't.
But now you are good diamond walk. Whether you're going to be a or not, you are able to queue.
You're Kumba, isn't there? Aga ye kuchi, nase elvi. Believe you me, never.
To buy cologne only.
Yeah, to buy cologne. So when there's a
queue. Oh, you cologne?
Yes, I know that.
I've never been number three.
You've never been number three.
Khumutso, I think you tell people that know me, they will tell you. I will never be in a queue number three. Angfuni, I leave. I will come back the time number two or number one. I will go and find.
I was running a bronze, ne?
Gold or silver. Gold or silver. That is the rule that I live by.
What a weird rule.
So there you go, familiar.
What is yours?
I told you, wait.
Wait.
But number three is so.
You're still going back to number
I'm
three.
So sure.
It's not going to happen. Even if, like, Kaya House, there's an event and Bachi, food is ready. Thomas, sees Angsa, sees Penel. Ngzoya mabasugile bese ngiba one.
063-688. 0959, what are some unspoken life rules you live by? Those things we all just know you don't do. Wash your hands.
One rule, I think this one applies to most of us amachita, if not all, that is. Le kuthi masifike 6-9 umchita maka use this urinary. You skip one and you use the next one.
Standard.
It's very rare where you use urinary next to the one ekubeleni seyasetshenziswa already. So I don't know if ngi one or kanjani, but mina that's that one, especially in public toilets.
Guys, I'm gonna get hot and I'm gonna talk you into it. And I'm gonna call like it's our own. And I'm about to my partner Iggy eating. Ah, give it to his or it's Leno guy or a Komozo guy. But I was at that.
Thanking someone on the road because they let you pass, they gave you a chance. Shiley has that baggage.
So, the urinary story, as in the bathroom, is just that you are scared to see what the other guy has. Let's be honest.
Guys,
in case they bump into your woman, what? Bella, Tina, we think. Tina, we think way ahead. No, it's a true story. You actually don't want to stand, especially Lalela. Once we are either, why are Congo, Lagos, Limpopo. If we put in other provinces, how many
do you have protocol?
I mean, look, I think it's just like personal space, not because I'm trying to measure
what
people.
What personal space?
Yeah, no, because if
I'm a space. There's nothing you can do. There's something about guys. Have you ever walked into a room and someone by accident they are naked? I'm a talker.
What?
No,
why are they naked by accident?
No, it happens. I'm a guys. No,
what but is an accidental naked place?
Yeah. But no. Urinary.
You accidentally walked in the room and people were naked.
Yes.
I'm a like a kitchen now.
Urinary in South Africa. That's the reason why guys want that space, because how fun
it would
be.
Yeah, no,
I
don't.
I thought it would just be
no.
It's deeper than that.
No,
really.
It's a matter of respect. Believe you me, I'm a man. I'm not respecting Nix.
This
is the truth. I'm telling you are scared to see with him, man.
Why? What would?
Komuto, you'll never understand. You will never understand.
It's not like everybody walks around with it and everybody will see it. Who cares?
You will never understand. That's why guys get upset when a guy relieves himself in public unfaced. Leganje.
They do.
No, it's rude. That's just rude.
Kulo muntu wakhe
motwe. Ah, so
ubani le ntona le ku peps inkomo ka peps odume.
U rifle deep.
Glene. Yo. Glene.
Share your voice note now.
0636880959.
What are some unspoken life rules you live by? Those things we all just know you don't do. Komoso did mention never comment on someone's body weight, weight gain or loss, even if it comes from a good or a bad place. Don't announce someone's good or bad news before they do. Don't be chacharach. And also, when the lift doors open, let people out before you go in.
I don't ask a woman if she tells me that she's pregnant, what is she expecting? If you tell me that you've secured a new job, I will not ask where and what are you going to be doing if you don't tell me. Three, if a person tells me that so-and-so and literally so-and-so has said this and this, I'm not going to ask who he is or she is. If you're not going to disclose the name, I end it there. Four, being a child from Zulu, Pedi, you know, parents, everyone to me is a human being. Leo was he, hey, what are we?
Bela je rule kuphila ngayo bangabe je ngangena endlini ngabona isekho into engayiphumela hayi angisaphumi noma ngangifonela itselthe ngamabhodlela sekumnandi angisaphumi mangafa so ngangena endlini angisaphumi.
I don't like offending people about how they look. Hey, but somehow people nje feel nje ukuthi they can comment about how I look. I will never offend anyone about how I look. Abanye baze ba benchmark nangami ukuthi hey so usidudla kakhulu. That is so mean. Ungenaphi endabeni zami zokuba sidudla.
My rule is please do not kiss my baby on the lips. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. I don't know what you've been doing with those lips.
Hey, that's naive. Mm. Yo, I know grandkids were terrified to go and see their grandparents in the town, in the villages. I don't
But what can we do? It's the love they give us. I mean, I've been kissed cast enough.
No wonder. Go away, miss.
Oh, can you can't help?
Oh, God, yeah.
I give farms in
go.
Or I give farms in go. No, no, go to get it from me. When are
you? I'm sure next minute.
Go to get it from me.
Yes, yes. Come to obvious. Yes.
Go to get it from me. That's why Lily the black nose is all.
And also, when you go and visit, ne, stay away from the remote control.
And the fridge.
Fridge, please. I don't care what to see close kangaranan. Pull me fridge
in. And also, don't when you visit, ne, don't do number two in my house. There's a garage not far from my house.
And it was the beginning of the COVID. So we saw him at Davidton. Came back. So endling. It was the same date. And zito. Lendi yerashimze online.
Yes.
When the day started, no, na bumeda ne black motion. On that day, ang court. Pasan wange the toilet. Magapuma. Hurting lao. Hurting. I don't know what I'm saying because I'm passing up my toilet. I'm going to be like,
I'm going to be like, Mother Nature is calling.
Okay, what if I ate something at your house?
You don't,
that upset my stomach.
That's why Batuba Bamba Batuana Basalefidijo is because of that.
This is the reason. Garage.
Mine is a shoe size. I don't know if it's just me, but you know, some of us ladies resize tinyani and we don't want to be reminded hurare apara size 3. Please. Or people get shocked. Oh, your shoe is so small. What size are you? No, don't ask me that.
Mina, guys, my rule of thumb is you don't ask umuntu into enjoy my gorilla because I'm going to tell you my line. Yeah, but one. We say, oh, I'm going to tell you group. And then number two, umuntu may tell you so pregnant, umbuzela ngutu tetanin, manga so to from your lawyer.
Mina ngithi never ever ungene phakathi kwabantu abayithume balwa uzolimala. Mina ngezwe ngesicathulo singishaya umlomo ukhuza abantwana bomuntu balo. Ngithi ngikhulumile umngane wami upregnant, ngithi hayi usiswe kuzomlima, hey sicathulo sangishaya umlomo, ngathi uphinde ungibone ngikhuza kungena phakathi kwabantu ngikhuza kumelele kude le.
Guys, even if it's family members, ne, relationships are very unique.
Yeah.
Uzwe ngesicathulo emlonyeni. No shame.
Mina, shame. The rule that I live by, I don't comment on people's weight. No, that I normally keep it to myself. Whether you've gained weight or you've lost weight, I will compliment you that you look good. That I would do, but I don't comment. I don't ask when a person died, hi, what happened? I don't do that. When a person died, I would just say, oh, wow, okay, ask his in shame. Oh, may his or her soul rest in peace. And that's it. I don't ask Uguti, how? Ubulawe yin, yin, bega kula. I don't do that.
But when that lady oiting, you must thank her to bow filets, la Shapati Hazard. Women don't do that. Ask his homozo, hakitibule juang, ali, it's in 12. Yo, you know, today I gave, I think, about 5 or 6 women drivers moteling. Kiba bulela tsela. No thank you, no hazard, no nothing. Ay, 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 ay. Women don't do that. Abalebuhi. Yo, ay, basadi abalebuhi, shem. Yo.
I'm with you, Khomotso. As a big girl myself, you do not comment about people's weight. You keep it to yourself. Ngoba, you really don't know why are they big boned or whatever. Kambe, it's genetics. Njengam, it's genetical. It comes from way back. Kekai. And I also find it weird. Angaz gusintin when a person says, because I've been told umuhle for kube isidudla noma uqhoka kahle for kube isidudla. So I don't know how to take that, whether is it a compliment. Couldn't you just say umuhle and you keep it there, you look beautiful, and uyeke lapha.
I mean, I hope sebayazi empilweni yami, guys. I don't attend funerals. I will go and pay my respects during the week. Don't see me there on the day of the funeral. Don't expect me. Don't expect me to be queuing and eating unless I'm there to help. And it's a dire situation. Even family knows I don't like funerals. It's just a rule that I live by. I will come pay my respects during the week, offer my services, help you with whatever that you need. But kasartataha, please leave me out of it.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kamoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.